Tony Broom Ministries presents the following Bible message entitled, All Things Are Possible. We sing a lot of songs about all things being possible. And that's what I want to talk to us about. All things are possible. The song said, nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you stand upon His Word. And part of the chorus says, everything, yes, everything, yes, everything is possible with God. All things are possible. If we are going to believe that all things are possible for us as a church or as an individual, we have to believe that all things are possible with God. That's where you have to start. Jesus had been talking to His disciples, and He told them, this rich young ruler, as the Bible talks about it, and a lot of people believe that he was a rich young ruler, he went away from Christ, sad because he wanted to have eternal life. And Jesus said, sell what you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. He went away sorrowful because his possessions, the scripture said he had great possessions. And not only did he have great possessions, but his great possessions had him. And he was bound to them, they were bound to him, and he chose that rather than to have eternal life. Sell what you have, distribute to the poor, come and pick up your cross, follow me, you'll have treasure in heaven. Oh, that he could have seen the value of that eternal treasure, and he walked away from it. Jesus used this example to have a teaching session with his disciples. He told the disciples that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God. He even said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a person who is trusting in his wealth to enter into heaven. Well, they were amazed beyond measure, saying one to another, who then can be saved? Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. And Jesus said, with men, this is impossible. I've heard illustrations. You've got this big hoop over in Jerusalem that the camels kneel down and they go through this hole. And it's real hard for them to get through there, but they can make it if they really try. And that's what they were talking about. But that's not what Jesus was talking about. Because that's possible. It's possible for those camels to hunch down somehow and get through that hoop. There in Jerusalem, that camel door, camel hole, whatever you want to call it, is possible. But Jesus said, with men, this is impossible. I take the Bible that he was talking about, a real eye of a needle, and he was talking about a great big old camel. It's just like trying to put a big camel through the eye of a needle. That's how hard it is for one who is trusting in his riches. He's not talking about the person who is rich that God has blessed and he's giving and distributing and God is pouring in and he's pouring out. The more that God pours in, he pours out. And the more that he pours out, God pours in. It's not talking about that. It's talking about this man. Like this man who came to Christ and wanted eternal life, but he had to deal with his riches. He had to show that he believed in Jesus, and he was not willing to do it. And that's why Jesus said, it's hard, very hard for a person like this to enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. With men, this is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. If we're going to believe that all things are possible, we have to start with the fact that all things are possible with God. With God, there's nothing impossible. God has shown himself throughout the Bible. Anybody who can make the things that are made, anybody who can exist in eternity past and come up with the creation that he did, he didn't even have to make anything. He would have been just fine, in my way of thinking, fellowshipping with himself, the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, they had perfect union and fellowship with each other. he would have been just fine. But there's a problem. He wanted to share himself. He didn't give his glory to another, but he wanted to share that. He wanted to share the fellowship. He created. He made a creation. He made a universe. And he centered the earth as the center of the universe. It's not Mars. It's not Jupiter. It's not Pluto. All these planets, they have their purpose. But the earth is the center of God's creation. And we're not talking about heaven where God is. That is the throne. That is the real ultimate. That is the perpetuity. That's everything. But as far as the creation that God made, earth is the center of it. Jesus didn't go to Pluto. He didn't go to Venus and die. He came to earth. And so there's no life, human life on Mars, because if it would have been, he would have had to have gone to Mars and die for the people there, and go to Jupiter and die for the people there. God made man of the earth, and man and mankind and man and woman are made from the earth, not from Mars, not from another planet. God made this, and all things are possible with God. He made a creation in 6 days, like this expression, like you've never seen. He made mountains and rivers and valleys. He made brooks, and he made trees and flowers and animals and birds and fish. He made all this in 6 days, and he created man. There's a man right now that's talking, and I have mind enough to know that I'm speaking in a language that we can understand, and I'm talking from the Bible that we know, and I'm talking about the Lord that we love. And this man is created in an image of God. He has the ability to read. He has the ability to think. He has the ability to have a mind and make a choice for himself. Nobody but God could do something like that. With men, this is impossible. But not with God. With God, all things are possible. We have to know that all things are possible, and if they are, all things are possible with God. There's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no sin. There's nothing that God cannot take care of. He can heal the sick. He can forgive the sinful. He can free those who are bound and oppressed. He can let the derelict go free. He can lift those out of the dunghill that are in bondage. He can lift them up. He can cause you to have a plan and purpose for your life. He can cause your life to have meaning. Our life is not determined by whether there's a virus, whether there's a pandemic, whether there's an economic upset or not. We get up every morning with the same purpose that we had 20 years ago, and that is to serve and worship and praise and honor God. We get up with that same purpose every day, and that doesn't change. It doesn't matter whether the Democrat, whether the Republican, doesn't matter whether an independent, doesn't matter who's in the White House, it doesn't matter who's in the government. All that is secondary. What matters is God is in charge, and all things are possible with God. All things are possible to the one who believes. Mark chapter 9, this man comes to Jesus. His son is lunatic. He's in terrible shape, and he brings him to the disciples. Jesus tells this man in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. To know that we can believe, but yet we can have unbelief. Some people don't think you can have belief and unbelief at the same time, but you can. The father of the child said, if you can do anything, help us, have mercy on us, have compassion on us, do something. Jesus said, I can do it, and all things are possible, but you need to believe. If you believe, all things are possible. Notice that Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes, not for him who believes. For would indicate that the believer had already attained to the level of faith walk. Two, T-O, would say that this is the place where I want to be, but perhaps I haven't arrived there yet. All things are possible to him who believes. I'm on my way. Even Paul said, I haven't arrived there yet. I haven't attained. I haven't already made it yet. I know I'm forgiven. I know I have eternal life. I know I'm an apostle, but I haven't gotten the full goods yet. I mean, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. But he said, I'm still running after the full thing. I'm still running. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect. But I run after. I try to get a hold of that. Apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ. I'm getting a hold of it, and it's gotten a hold of me. So Paul always was continually striving. He never laid down on the Lord. He never laid down on his relationship with God. All things are possible. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. It's like the father of the child said, Lord, I believe. You help my unbelief. We believe. And some people say, well, the reason you're not healed and the reason this and that didn't happen is because you didn't believe. Well, yes, we do. We believe. We love God. We know that he's on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? God is for us. He's on our side. We believe him. But yet, we're still plagued with unbelief. And Jesus can help our unbelief. How can your unbelief be helped? The only way to help it is to replace it with belief, or delete it to the point of elimination. We have to delete, just like you take the inbox, your email, your Facebook messages, or whatever it is, you delete. We have to delete and deplete unbelief to the point of elimination, where it's not there anymore. In other words, we got to let the air out of the tires of our unbelief. That's what we need to do, to let the air out of the tires of our unbelief. Even when circumstance doesn't go according to our will. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Mark chapter 14, verse 35. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. If it were possible. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Even Jesus admitted that all things are possible with God. Father, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Let it pass from me. I know you can do it, Father. I know all things are possible. See how Jesus had human feelings just like we do? He talked to Father God just like we do. He said, Father, I know you can do it. Father, I know it's possible. All things are possible to you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. In other words, not my will, but thy will be done. Was it possible for the cup to pass? Jesus said it was. He said, all things are possible to you. It was possible, but not practical. A lot of times when we don't see things happen, we get discouraged and say, well, maybe it's not even possible. Oh, yes, it's possible. All things are possible. If Jesus can raise the dead and open the eyes of the blind and unstop deaf ears and make mute people talk, if he can take a rank sinner like us and save us and wash us, cleanse us, forgive us, write our name in the book of life and put us in the family of God and on our way to heaven, he can do anything. There's nothing he cannot do. All things are possible. But sometimes, just because things are possible, it's not practical. It was possible for him to take away that cup of suffering and agony from his son that night, but it was not practical. It would not have fulfilled Scripture. All things are possible, but sometimes all things are not permissible. God did not allow it, because he knew that that was the only way that you and I could be saved. All things are possible for God. All things are possible for us if we pay the price of self-denial and persist in overcoming unbelief. All things are possible for us, just like they're possible for God. Jesus said all things are possible for you, but we have to pay the price, not the ultimate price. Jesus paid that sacrifice price. He paid the redemption price, but you and I have to pay the price of self-denial. We have to be willing to deny ourselves. When we do this, we can be assured that the only thing that is left in the glass of our faith is belief, not unbelief. We don't want any unbelief in that glass. We want the glass to be full of faith and belief. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, the same incident about the boy who was possessed with the devil. They came to him privately apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out? Lord, why couldn't we do it?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." If nothing is impossible to us, that means that all things are possible for us. Why couldn't we do it? It's because of your unbelief. And then he said, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Jesus was not saying more prayer and more fasting equals more miracles and more deliverance from demons. If so, God would be rewarding us with healing according to our works as to how much we did, how much we prayed, how much we fasted. You pray more and fast more, that'll buy you more healing. That's not the way it works. Healing the sick and casting out demons is based on what Jesus did, not on what we do. Prayer and fasting, here's what prayer and fasting does. Is prayer and fasting important? Oh, yes. Jesus said some things won't work the way they should without it. But it's not because he's rewarding us to how much we pray or how much we fast. That would be earning. That would be meriting. And we can never earn it. You can never pray enough. Can you pray enough or fast enough for a miracle? No, Jesus already paid the price for it. The thing about prayer and fasting, it simply strips off the unbelief leaves of our onion. You know how an onion is? You take an onion and put it on the table. It's got all those leaves on it and it doesn't do much of anything. But you strip those leaves off and see, can't you smell it for a country mile? And that's the way it is. Prayer and fasting simply strips off the unbelief leaves of our onion so that all that is left is the core, which releases the pungent odor of our belief, activating the mustard seed faith that is necessary to get the job done. That's what happens when we strip off those leaves of doubt and pout and unbelief. It happens that we strip off those unbelief leaves and we're left with faith in God. And nothing is impossible with faith in God. With faith in God, all things are possible. Jesus said, "Have faith in God. If you do, you can speak to this mountain, and it will move to yonder place, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Jesus tells us that if we believe, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible to those who trust Him. All things are possible to him who believes. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to present this word. We know that in the time that we live, there's so much uncertainty. There's so much confusion. There's so much doubt. There's so much bashing back and forth from one side to the other. You hear one message that says he's bad. You hear another message that says, no, he's good, he's bad. Everybody seems to be against each other. And Lord, we know that's not the kingdom of God. We know that what we hear on the news, and we realize that we have to get local news and stay informed. But Lord, we know that what we hear on the news is the kingdom of darkness. Every bit of it is the kingdom of darkness. And we cannot expect to go there to find good news. The only good news is in Jesus Christ, is in the kingdom of God. And your word is good news. Your gospel is good news. Your word of salvation and healing and blessing, spirit fullness and sanctified life, all of that is good news. Help us to rejoice in the good and the good news and the good things of God. I pray, Lord, today that you would encourage our hearts to know that all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible if we put our faith and trust in God. And I pray that many would come to this realization today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the Bible message entitled, All Things Are Possible. Jesus Christ wants to be your Savior and Lord today. Allow him to do so. All things will be possible in and through your life. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.